Last week, a lot of attention was paid to three Middle Eastern-looking men who were stopped on a Florida highway. A Georgia woman told the authorities she'd overheard the men making remarks that led her to believe they might be planning a terrorist attack. The men were eventually cleared, but not until TV viewers watched for hours as their cars were searched for explosives. Authorities are reviewing what happened that day to determine what, if anything, should be done differently in the future. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
Since she reported her suspicions about the three men last week, Eunice Stone has received praise, but also a lot of hate mail and death threats. The men, who turned out to be medical students, have also been the subject of hate mail, and they lost their jobs at a South Florida hospital. But for Homeland Security officials in Florida and Georgia, things last week went pretty much according to plan.
This was an example of a system that we've worked very hard to put together. And we were very pleased overall, thinking that the system worked very well.
Jim Schuler is the spokesman for Georgia's Homeland Security Task Force. He says Eunice Stone's tip set off a series of events that officials have been training and planning for ever since the September 11th attacks.
The call was correctly forwarded to a Georgia State Patrol post. The Georgia State Patrol forwarded the call to GSAC, the intelligence arm of Georgia Homeland Security. And from there, an investigator was immediately assigned, and the information was immediately shared by telephone with Florida law enforcement authorities.
He says officials who might not have known each other's names a year ago not only knew who to call, but were carrying the numbers with them. After a patrolman spotted the men's cars and pulled them aside, counterterrorism plans involving state, local, and federal authorities kicked into high gear. Larry Long of the Southwest Florida Domestic Security Task Force says a preliminary review shows that most things went well, with a few exceptions.
Some of the things that we can work on is notification of just some internal people that should have been notified a little bit earlier. There are also some communication issues while we're on scene.
He says everyone's cell phones didn't always work. Authorities are also looking at how they could have caught up with the men sooner. But Juliet Kayyem, a counterterrorism expert at Harvard's Kennedy School, thinks there are other more serious issues that still need to be addressed.
From my perspective, it always seems somewhat questionable. I mean, Al-Qaeda and terrorism are a lot of things, but they tend not to show up in diners talking about their next event.
She says authorities should try to do more to nail down the credibility of any allegations before launching such a high-profile search and shutting down a major U.S. highway.
And this is important not because what the state and local officials did was necessarily wrong, but because there's not going to be a high level of tolerance or patience for a lot of these kinds of sort of, you know, pull over, stop the highway, blow up what's in the car, incidences.
She says the media also have to be more restrained. Right from the start, the men were labeled on TV as suspected terrorists. In fact, what appears to have happened is little more than a misunderstanding. Authorities initially told reporters that the men had gone through a toll booth without paying. It now seems they did pay. The men also say when Stone overheard them talking about bringing it down, they were referring to a car, not a building they plan to attack. Dave McIntyre of the nonprofit Answer Institute for Homeland Security says the response was understandable, given the nation's high state of alert. He says authorities are in an awkward position, and that, in fact, is one of terrorism's goals.
If they underreact, then someone gets hurt. We have another incident, and it goes on and on. If they overreact, then people look around and say, hey, I'm not so worried about the terrorist as I am this oppressive police state that I live in. So terrorism itself works to put the government on the horns of that dilemma.
Jim Schuler of the Georgia Homeland Security Office says his biggest concern now is that people might be discouraged from coming forward with tips.
I'm hoping that the public realizes that in many ways there appear to us now to have been no bad guys in this situation, that this was all Americans doing what they should have been doing at the time.
He says people just need to be patient as everyone tries to figure out how best to respond when things go awry. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.